Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, it's time for the Torch, VFN Torch Top 3. And this is our opportunity, really, to share with you some of the top 3 highlights on the Torch. We now have over 2,000, Pat and Chris, highlights on the Torch that you can listen to, you can forward. We have video oftentimes embedded into these segments that allow us to go deeper on the Torch than we could actually have time to do on the radio. But oftentimes we share so much that maybe you may have forgotten, or maybe you just joined VFN Radio and you had no idea about this segment. So we like to share the top 3 just to let you know what's on the top 3, and so that you can listen to and possibly share with a friend. The first one I want to share is, it's called Don't Be Led By Your Head, Follow Your Heart. And in this segment, we discuss how many people are always consistently in their head and consistently thinking about themselves and to them, you know, with themselves. They think about what they will do today. They think about what they will eat. They think about where they're going to go. But, you know, as Christians, we're not called to follow our heads, but to be led by our heart. Although we may be attacked in our minds when the enemy fires his attacks against us, we're not supposed to submit to those thoughts. The mind must be led by the heart. You know, we continue to discuss in this highlight that a process that occurs in your brain when you first encounter a change. And this is a really, really neat process because you find out that, something's happening whenever we are faced with change. Things start firing off in our mind. And basically, that if you stay in your head, you're gonna stop. You know, staying in your head doesn't allow you to move forward. It really causes you to have the paralysis of analysis, and you can't move forward in whatever it is that God's calling you to do or things that you need to do. Mm-hmm. Listen, our flesh counts for nothing, and if you're moving in your head, you can't accept any change whatsoever. And if one thing you need to know about life is that it is always changing. Going to change. Absolutely. The second one we want to share with you is the will of God. Good, pleasing, and perfect. Again, we're talking about the VFN Torch Top 3. And this is when we discuss God's will. I mean, Luke 22 says, you know, Jesus prayed to the Father on the eve, Pat, of the most important single event in history. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's praying. And the most important event in all of history, Jesus' voluntary death on the cross for the sins of the world. And Jesus asked the Father in verse 22, if you're willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. I mean, Jesus knew what lied ahead of him, and he sought after the will of God. And we continue to share that it's impossible to know the will of God apart from the word of God.
Right.
You know, I mean, even Jesus is praying, Lord, you know, not my will, but your will be done. I mean, but you're not going to know the will, God's will for you apart from his word. And when we give our lives to the Lord, we're also exchanging our will for his will, his good and pleasing and perfect will. And in this segment, we share 5 ways how we can understand and surrender to the will of God in our lives. Listen, if you're, you know, challenged today and you have some decisions to make, and you know, you're sticking your will in there, but you really want God's will, you really want to listen to this segment because it's going to help you to quickly transition from your will to the will of the Lord. And every time you follow God's will, let me tell you something. In the end, it's always good, pleasing, and perfect. And the last one we want to share with you, top 3, is the glory of God. And this is a segment where we discuss God's glory and how we're designed for God's glory. We discuss some 3 characteristics of the glory of God and how you can experience God's glory. I mean, you know, God's glory is just, it's thick, it's weighty, it feels charged. And this is a time where we kind of recount some experiences about how we encountered the glory of the Lord, and particularly during the Brownsville Revival. And we share, you know, our testimonies, what that was like. Pretty powerful. This will definitely stir your faith and encourage you. But we realize that when repentance is preached, times of refreshing come. Mm. You know, when the pattern's right, the glory falls, and there is a greater glory coming to the church, and we're believing for God to pour out His Spirit in a third great awakening. But let me tell you something, we have to have the pattern right. Mm-hmm. And the pattern is when we fear the Lord,
that's right,
hate sin, repent, watch out, because here comes the glory, and here comes times of refreshing. And the refreshing of God will take you to a whole new level. You know, the glory of God is not just to come in and invade a place, and it's not just for a feel-good, because it feels amazing, right? But the glory of God literally changes you. The Bible says that we go from glory to glory to glory to glory. You know, Moses had to come down off the mountain, and that glory, he covered his face with a veil because it was fading away. And so he would cover it, and then he'd go back up and meet with God, and then he'd put, you know, cover back up again so that people wouldn't see that it was fading away. But the glory that we find in the New Testament, my goodness, this is an amazing glory. It's a glory that just keeps on going and going, mm-hmm, and going and going. And really, the glory of God has the power to transform you. There's nothing like sitting in His presence and soaking in the glory of God, His manifest, weighty presence. It will literally change you from the inside out. I want to encourage you, listen to these segments, share them with your friends, download them on the app, and continue to partner with us as we share this light, LIG conversation with the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.